USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things on Capitol Hill are continuing to be testy as Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
Are you overseeing a witch hunt?
Congressman, as I've mentioned previously, the special counsel's investigation is an ongoing investigation, and so I think it would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen with the questioning there of Attorney General Whitaker. Meanwhile, also on Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans are sitting down and working out a deal that would fund the government past February 15th and also work out a deal that would fund border security. Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney believes the group is getting close.
I think the committee is getting down to looking at the facts of what we need to secure the border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The High Court deals a Louisiana abortion law a setback. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court blocking Louisiana from enacting the law that would have required abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Pro-choice proponents complained that would have left only one doctor in the state who could legally provide abortions. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices in the 5-4 ruling that puts the new law on hold while it's further challenged in the lower courts.
An Idaho nurse is pleading guilty to one count of tampering with evidence in the murder case of Colorado mom Kelsey Barrett. Crystal Kennedy told a judge that she will testify against the victim's fiancé, Patrick Frazee. Wells Fargo is getting back up and running after a nationwide outage on Thursday. The third largest bank was suffering from ATMs going offline and mobile banking going down. The shutdown was reportedly caused by some smoke at a facility and not due to a cyber attack. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
As Apple releases their latest software update to help fix that group FaceTime bug that was publicized last week, many folks are saying enough is enough. They're going to get themselves off of social media and digital media in general. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Cal Newport. He's an associate professor of computer science at Georgetown University. He's also author of a new book titled Digital Minimalism. He has some tips if you're looking to give up some screen time.
Well, I suggest taking a big step. The most effective way to transition to a minimalist lifestyle, I think, is to rip the Band-Aid off. And so I recommend people clear out the whole proverbial closet. Get rid of all the apps, all the services in your personal digital life that you haphazardly added over the last 5 or 6 years. Take a break and then rebuild your personal digital life from scratch, but do it this time with much more care and much more intention.
And as for kids and technology, Newport believes?
I would say, don't let them have social media. Don't let them have a smartphone. And don't let the, but everyone's doing it, and kids these days, excuses help you change that. The research on this is becoming really concerning. It's really concerning. Generation Z, this first generation to have ubiquitous access to smartphones and social media, their anxiety and anxiety-related disorders are off the charts. We rarely see demographic shifts this large. Hospitalizations for self-harm and suicide attempts, off the charts. Like, this is getting scary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.